care and repair team and project was set up in 2007 in response to calls from older people to our information lines. And they were telling us that they could no longer do small DIY jobs, which in the past they could have done. Small things like changing a light bulb. You know, it's not the best thing to jump up on a stool or a ladder at a certain stage of your life. Cutting grass, unblocking sinks. And so we decided we'd set up a volunteer team, teams of volunteers who would go out and do these small jobs and also do home visitations. And Irish Life agreed to sponsor the project for the first 3 years. And so we got up and running. And I suppose in recent weeks, or last year, we looked at saying, well, look, would we do Christmas decorations? All the people were saying to us, the Christmas decorations are also an issue for us. We were scared to take it on in case we'd be swamped. Now, a year later, we're up and running. We're satisfied. We've got the organisation running smoothly. And so we've announced that we will do decorations, putting up a tree, dragging a tree out of the attic for some people, putting up decorations, hanging cards, things that make Christmas special for people.
Yeah. And to come back to the notion of the volunteers, I mean, how do you source these volunteers? Are they vetted? Are the older people happy about security?
Yeah, we're very, very conscious. I mean, as an organisation, we're constantly warning people not to let strangers into your home. And, you know, that older people, while they're less likely to be victims of crime, criminals do prey on them. All our volunteers would be vetted, would guard a vetted. They would be trained. There's intensive training for the volunteers. They go out in pairs. So we've had a good response. We have about 70 to 80 volunteers working in Dublin, another 30 in Galway. We're currently rolling franchises out around the country. And the organisation seem to have no difficulty getting volunteers. Some of the volunteers will be handymen, people who have former tradespeople. Other people, just people who have good DIY skills.
And I suppose really, you know, we're now well into the Christmas season, and it's terribly important, isn't it, for older people to feel that they too can be part of the hustle and bustle.
Many older people tell us that they no longer put up Christmas decorations. They'd love to join in the spirit of Christmas and put up the decorations and enjoy the celebration. But for them, it's too much difficulty. It's too much trouble to get up on a ladder, to sort out those lights with the one light which doesn't light, to put up trees. But they would love to have it done. Many of them don't have family living in the area anymore. And so this service, it's only for a couple of weeks. Age Action will come in, put up the tree for you, put up the decorations, and then come back in January and take it down for you as well.
And what's been the response that you've got from the people?
Well, it's only been launched in recent days. The response has been tremendous. Older people, and also volunteers. A number of people have contacted us who want to be volunteers, and it's very, very encouraging. Now, those volunteers will have to be trained in. I wouldn't imagine they would be doing this year's Christmas, but hopefully next Christmas those volunteers will be doing the work.
Yes. Now, in relation to the care and repair then that you mentioned at the top of the piece, I mean, does that go on all year round?
These volunteers who are currently doing the decorations, well, they're changing kind of fairy lights now. It's ordinary light bulbs for the rest of the year, sinks, grass. And the difference, you'd say, well, that's not a big job, change a light bulb. But the difference between somebody having a light bulb change and not is the difference between sitting in the dark all day and waiting for the sun to come up or not being able to use your sink. They're very, very small jobs, but they're very important jobs for people. And what it means is that people who have otherwise can live independently in their homes, can continue to do so, that these small DIY jobs don't become big problems for them in their life.
And I suppose really Christmas is a time when we should be thinking like this, isn't it?
Well, certainly we'd be saying, even if you can't, if you're not a volunteer with Age Action, we certainly would encourage people to look in on older neighbours and friends and to remember them in any community events that are on. Very often you don't see a lot of older people, particularly people who have a disability or a health problem, they don't get out. It's a matter, even if there's an event on in your town or village, to just think of somebody and even to say, well, look, give them a call. Would they like a lift down to an event? Just so that this Christmas older people are included in all events.
Now, if people want to contact any of the volunteer groups or whatever, is there a number they can contact?
Yeah, if you're interested in you know, the project currently runs in Dublin, Galway, and it's rolled out around the country in, say, in Arklow, parts of Cork, around Blackrock, Douglas, Dondale, and 15-mile radius of Galway City. And if people are in those areas and they'd like to make contact to get the decoration service, it's a local number. It's 1890-369-369. So it's 1890-369-369. We'd also say to people in other parts of the country where the care and repair program isn't currently running, if you think your community could run this, if you have an active community organisation with volunteers who have a track record of community development delivering in your community, and you would be interested, please call the 1890 number as well. We would be interested in talking to you. We are trying to make this a national scheme and to roll it out around the country, but we can't do this on our own. We need communities to work with us.